If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you can hear our program via podcast. And if you want to find our podcast, go to your favorite podcast platform and look for Catholic Audio Media as one word. On Spotify, we're three words, but you can also find us through the various buttons for the various platforms over at Catholic Audio Media. And of course, you can also listen to us there as well. The thing is, we've during Lent, I ask people to pray for where they think the program should go. And, you know, for the Lord to guide us actually to where the program, and you did that, and it's given us some good insight of where to go. You also made some comments, which we really appreciated, and it really showed us how much you appreciate the program, and that's so important as well. And it also let us know roughly that our estimations that I hear from Salem are correct. We have roughly about 6,000 people who are listening to either program. We have a morning program over in WEZE, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and then, of course, this program here. And so we are actually on track for people listening to the program, and we appreciate that. So if you would like to support the program in any way, either by underwriting or even we could even as a sponsor of the program, please let us know. You can contact us at 617-297-7452, 617-297-7452, or you could call the parish, and you'll find our phone number over at ST for Saints, so stanthonyalston.org. You can email us or contact, and that's a great way to do it. And if you'd like to donate to the program, you'll also find a QR code and also a link that helps you to donate to our program. So a little bit of input there, but I want to get to our program. I think one things we're going to be doing on the afternoon program, the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here on WROL, is what we're going to do is we're going to be talking more and more about the issues in the world and how we live our faith. Now, let me give you an example that will help us to understand this. First of all, interesting thing happened on, I guess you could call it political radio, and maybe I won't mention the person's name, but it was Easter. Now, I'll give you a little bit of background. On Easter Sunday was March 31st, and apparently it was also Transgender Visibility Day. And apparently this has always been the case. I wasn't aware of that, but many people took the White House's proclamation of Transgender Visibility Day as an attack on Easter. Whether it was or not, that's a whole different story. Now, and I'm going to get back to that in a minute, but March 31st was also Easter. So one radio pundit mentioned that his priest, who I haven't called him yet, but I will be calling him, his priest addressed this at the parish and said that this was, you know, unacceptable and everything else. Okay, fine. And he also added, the pundit, that if you were at a parish where they don't talk about issues like this, and I forget exactly how he expressed it, but he basically talked about if they're not addressing issues like this, to turn around and walk out. And I get really upset because no one has any business of telling anyone that if the homily doesn't match what you think it should be, you should leave the church. And I get really upset about that, which is why I'm going to call the parish, because the pundit is unreachable. And there's an important thing, because what I want to say is if you heard my homily yesterday, then you also know that I didn't address this issue at all. And the answer, and the reason why, I addressed what yesterday was, Easter. And we're actually still in Easter. We're in the Easter season. So I addressed what yesterday was, the basically, we could call it the first day of Easter season. It was Easter Sunday, because that's my role. And that's what we're celebrating, Easter. And if I addressed Transgender Visibility Day in any way, then I would be politicizing in some degree our celebration of Easter. And everyone who knows me here at St. Anthony in Alston knows I really do not bring the political in. I'm going to tell you where I learned that. I learned that a long time ago when I was in Ecuador. And one of the issues in South America is something called liberation theology. And the priest there, there was this guy, and he very seriously, I'm not going to get into political terms, but we'll say very serious, hard line. And he, you know, he was out campaigning all over the place. And one of the things that the priest that I was living with at the time said is, don't mix politics in the pulpit. And of course, in South America, that's a real issue. So, in fact, I've always followed that. And I can talk about how we can address issues. And I'm going to be talking about some of this week. But I don't mix politics with the pulpit. I will talk about certain issues. Everyone knows where I stand on guns. Everyone knows where I stand on religious freedom. Everyone knows where I stand on a lot of issues. But I only speak about that in light of the faith and how we as Catholics practice our faith. And so that's what I do. And I got really irritated that this pundit would make this statement that if this priest doesn't say, basically, he didn't put it this way, but basically what he's saying, if he doesn't say what you think he should say, turn around and walk away and go somewhere else. Well, no, that's not right. And let me explain something. One of the important things to know when you are at a church, doesn't matter what church you are, doesn't matter whether you're in a Catholic church or a Baptist or a non-denominational or whatever. If the preacher preaches and the people celebrate what he says, then the preacher just told you everything you wanted to hear. That's never the role of a preacher, ever. As a matter of fact, I learned this. It's still around, but it was in actual physical form from Christianity Today, called the Leadership Journal. Christianity Today has had some excellent, and still does, some excellent publications, and they had a great one for clergy, and it was wonderful about how to really be good at what you do. It was wonderful. There is no similar one in the Catholic Church, unfortunately. But and unfortunately, it is gone online per se, but I always liked the actual magazine. And this preacher made the statement that if you're getting into the pulpit and you're nervous about what you're going to say, then what you're going to say is exactly what needs to be said. And I always remember that. It was a wonderful expression. And our focus needs to be how we live our Catholic faith. For those who are Catholics, we can generalize it for Christianity. How we live our Catholic faith. A lot of priests will preach strictly morality, because that is the old style. Problem is, as I said, you can be an atheist and follow Catholic morality. And so our role is to teach how to live, as our baptismal promises say, how to live as missionaries in the world, because that's what our baptismal promises say. And that's the way I focus in my preaching. How do we live as missionaries in the world? And so I preach all kinds of things. I preach all, and even hit some of the points or hit the points that people will say I should preach at least sometime during the year, and I always do. And some of my stuff can be very strong, very radical, some of it a little bit more gentle, whatever, but that's the way I preach. And by the way, radical in the Christian terms means not radical towards the violence, it's radical towards nonviolence, which is where I focus. So if you understand that, that whole concept of who we are and what we're all about, that's what I preach on in leading people and encouraging people to be stronger missionaries. So one of the things I do is I always encourage people to be people of prayer. I always encourage people to live in a very very Catholic way, in a way that teaches others of what we believe in. Now, I'm not going to preach a lot about some of the political issues because I don't do political issues. What I explain to people, I mean, I am there if someone wants to say, well, how do I address this or how do I address that? And I'm there, but not from the pulpit per se. People can come and talk to me and say, well, how would you best address something like this? And that's an important focus, because my focus has got to be, how do we serve as stronger missionaries? That's what that's really my focus in all my homilies. And the reason why I don't get political, because then you have political churches. And first of all, it's not what we're called to do. Secondly, you've just alienated half your congregation because they may not believe in the same politics. And both of our parties have had anti-Catholic planks in them. And keep that in mind as well. I'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.